three songs to let you know where you're at. This old guitar was given to me back when I was a teenager. This is a Sears Silvertone guitar. It's older than, it's older than all these kids running around and a lot of grown-ups. We are the Culbreth family. We're from Cortez down in Manatee County. And if you got a magazine, it gives a little story in there about us. We are from the original Cortez Culbreth family. Settled in Cortez about 1920. All of them commercial fishermen. And this was the baby of the group. And
they couldn't help it.
He's carried on a tradition. His father, my granddad, was a champion fiddler around this part of the world. And he brought his brood down to Cortez, and they set up down there, and they used to play
on the bow. So I learned how to play it without the hair on the bow. Well, in the process, I'm going to put the hair around the bow fiddle, and I'm going to try to make it sound like an organ. Can you hear me okay? Okay, I didn't know whether you could hear me or not. As soon as he gets plugged in, I will try to make a little noise for you. We don't call it fiddle music.
I might add that they, back when they were playing, all the brothers and sisters, my aunts and uncles and dad and all, when they were playing, they didn't have amplified instruments. They've only come into being in the last, few years. And we've kind of taken advantage of those. Ready?
This is a little bit of back up and push.
That was one of the many ways. He learned how to play like that. I have never seen anybody play one without any hair at all on it before, but we're looking. We'll find one somewhere.
The first fella I ever seen play it with the hair around the fiddle was Red Herring. You might have heard of him. He was a real good fiddle player. And I seen him with Cowboy Copas. I said, well, by Ned, if he can do it, I think I can. So I went back home and I tried it.
We've got two or three parts to our show otherwise here, and we are going to go into the next phase of it with the fiddle and the straws. And I'll tell you a little bit about that while they're getting their stuff together. This was a family tradition. I don't know where it originated, but it's a family tradition. You turn the fiddle up and play just with a fiddle and one fellow playing on straws. You'd play one straw or two straws, similar to a drum, and it keeps the rhythm. Now I'm going to keep quiet while they play their songs. And the first song on the agenda, I wouldn't have the faintest idea where it originated, but the name of the song is Granny, Will Your Dog Bite? No Child, No. And the next song is Old Joe Clark. Him a while back, just how long has he been playing these type of songs? He said, oh, about 55 years or so. Is that right? About 55?
Closer to 60.
He hit the big 7-0 this year, and he's very proud of that.
I'm going on the 7-1.
And the next song is Cindy. As I mentioned, his father was a fiddler, a champion fiddler, in fact. But he also beat those straws, and he didn't just beat one, he beat two, and he had them going drum style all the time. And he used to tell us about him and his cousin or uncle. His cousin used to play just the two of them with him fiddling banjo.
That's all they had back in them days. They didn't have a guitar to keep rhythm with, so they had the straws and the fiddle. And that's where they walked in there, was the straws and the fiddle. And my dad, the other fellow played the fiddle, and my dad beat the straw, and then they'd change around. And that's the way it turned out. That's back in the 1800s, I'm talking about.
We're going to go into the banjo parts here pretty quick. Well, while they're doing that, y'all might notice a fellow out here mending net and smoking mullet, Junior Mora, Albert Mora. He is my cousin on the other side of the family. And his great-granddad and my great-granddad used to play the Spanish guitar. And my dad passed a song down to me. I'm going to try to run through it now for you. He used to call it the Spanish Fandango. Now we're going to pick up with the banjo, fiddle, and Bill Bailey. See, an old friend just walked up there. Hello, Pete.
You ready?
Now the next banjo tune is Bugle Call Rag. We got one more banjo tune called The Wreck of the Old 97.
You sure you want to do that?
Okay, we're going to get into some traditional old fiddle tunes now. Some that his dad passed down to him, some he's been living with. First tune is called Fiddlin' Cricket. We got time for probably a couple more songs. We want to do the one that he has been noted for. We get more requests for this song when we play at Down Home Jamborees and all that. We get more requests for this than any other song that we play. And it's called The Mockingbird. And he does his special version of Mockingbird. You see, he's setting up. He used to hold this between his knees. Man, he got so old, he can't hold his knees together. So
I mean, that's
he just said that for a joke, but it's the truth.
No, he did. He really used to hold it between his knees, and he always had done a fine job on it. And so we didn't want to mess him up. We want to build him. Lloyd built this for him, but he built this. What do you call it?
Yeah, I sent him to school and learned how to do all this.
But it works.
It's called a goose's
bow holder. Called a goose's bow holder. Okay. I'll dedicate that one to Peter Roller. 1939, somewhere around there, the Roush Brothers down in Miami brought out a tune called the Orange Blossom Special. Now, he was around and heard that. He picked it up, and he plays sort of the original type version that they do. And I'm going to try to put a little bit of fill in what the new type that they do now on the guitar. We're going to pass it back and forth. And this will be our last song, folks. Thank you. Thanks a lot.